Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The murder and willful injury trial of Thomas Knapp of Merrill, Iowa, continued yesterday with prosecution witnesses coming to the stand before a Plymouth County jury. Thursday afternoon, there was testimony from a forensic pathologist and associate medical examiner at the state medical examiner's office. Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond focused his questions to Dr. Michelle Cattellier on the gunshot wounds received by the victim, Kevin Juzik. Dr. Cattellier described two major wounds, one long range to the abdomen and one short range to the chest of the victim. Dr. Cattellier said the causes of death were shotgun wounds to the abdomen and chest. Earlier in the day, the jury listened to a pair of 911 calls made by Knapp's wife, Darlene. She said her son, 51-year-old Kevin Juzik, was trying to defend himself against Knapp, who was armed with a shotgun. The dispatcher sent several officers and deputies to the scene, but things escalated before they could arrive at the rural home.
So your son is in the back bedroom?
No, Tom is. And Tom, my son's trying to hold the door so he can't get out and hurt us. He's trying to hit
okay.
My son with a stick, too.
Are the guns in the bedroom with him?
Yes, please get somebody out here.
Darlene, I have them en route, okay?
Yeah, I think
I'm good. Get an ambulance?
He shot my son! Get an ambulance down here!
Darlene Knapp made a second 911 call saying Thomas Knapp had shot her son twice. Plymouth County Chief Deputy Rick Singer also testified, saying when officers arrived at the scene, Knapp had trouble understanding them.
So as he was walking towards us, he actually had both hands in the pockets of what I would call a windbreaker. Officers were giving commands, you know, show me your hands. He wasn't taking his hands out of his pockets. They were getting him to come closer to where officers were, and he did continue to walk towards them, and I'm not sure if that's because he heard them or if he just was walking towards them. Once he got close enough, he did take his hands out of his pockets. He had some medications in those pockets that he dropped to the ground, and then he followed the commands of officers from there.
Knapp is hard of hearing and during testimony sat in a wheelchair wearing a pair of headphones. The trial resumes today at the Plymouth County Courthouse in Lamars. A Plymouth County couple has been identified as victims of a fatal accident Tuesday in Woodbury County. The sheriff identified the two as Gerald and Sally Forch of Kingsley, formerly of Oto. Investigators say their vehicle turned from Lee Avenue onto U.S. Highway 20 and was struck by an oncoming vehicle traveling on the highway. Sally Forch, the driver of the vehicle, was pronounced deceased at Mercy 1. Gerald Forch was airlifted there with serious injuries and later passed away from those injuries. The two occupants of the westbound vehicle, whose names were not released, sustained minor injuries. They transported themselves to the hospital. A Paulina man was seriously injured Wednesday afternoon when his motorcycle collided with a car in Cleghorn. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Department reports that Dirk Hansen, 53, was riding his motorcycle on Iowa Highway 3 when a car driven by 78-year-old Larry Plagman of Cleghorn pulled into his path. Plagman said his view was obstructed by a truck that was in a turn lane at that intersection. Hansen suffered serious injury and was flown by air ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. Plagman was cited for failure to yield and failure to obey a stop sign. The suspect in a burglary at a hardware store in Storm Lake has been linked to similar burglaries elsewhere in Iowa and surrounding states. On January 28, Storm Lake police discovered around $2,800 worth of merchandise was missing from Ace Hardware. Similar burglaries and thefts had reportedly occurred around the area. Storm Lake police eventually obtained a search warrant for a Rock Rapids residence, which was executed on June 15. Approximately $14,000 worth of various tools were located that were allegedly stolen from theft incidents in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. 45-year-old Adam Nelson of Sioux City was taken into custody by Lyon County deputies on drug-related charges, as well as two Sioux County warrants. Storm Lake police have filed multiple felony charges against Nelson. He was originally held at the Lyon County Jail pending extradition to Buena Vista County. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.